season 2, episode 4 of the Desert Wales podcast. We're doing something a little bit different this time.
It's experimental. It's never been done before.
This has not been done before in the Desert Wales podcast. What we're going to do is we are taking a whole hour just basically to talk shit. But the concept is, and this may be stolen, we've put a bunch of questions in a bowl and we're going to take a wee bit of time to answer each of them. What we've done is we've written down 4 questions each, completely at random, and we're just going to chat about them, and we're going to chat and give answers, etc., about how we feel about said question given.
I never thought that chewing crisps would be loud.
Well, it's McCoy's, so... I mean, ridged... fuck it, who cares? McCoy's, they're loud crisps. So, that's it. It's a simple enough concept. It's a simple enough thing for us to do. Here, they are in the bowl. Are your questions in, Tommy?
Yep, absolutely.
Who wants to pick first?
I'll pick first.
Oh, he's loving it. Here we go. Tommy is picking the first question. First question.
First question is, what are you absolutely shite at and why?
I wrote this, so I'll answer this. This was something I had in mind. I recently traded in FIFA 16. The reason that I traded it in, because I am shite at keeping my temper on online gaming. Mm-hmm. I can't fucking stand losing on online gaming, and especially FIFA. There was one thing in particular that pissed me off about this. It was like, I was playing an English guy, and he was one of the first guys...
Was that me playing online together?
No, this is a different one. So this was like, this guy put his mic on, and I don't know why I didn't just mute it, but every single time I played a long ball up the pitch, he went, "Long ball!" every single time, and I went 1-0 up against him, and then he kept on going, long ball, and like just started, he was chatting so much shit, and he equalised, and it was like he'd fucking won the World Cup or something like that. I got so pissed off with him that I put my microphone on, and I was like, calm down, mate, like,
why is it only one?
I don't know, I just didn't, and I said, calm down, mate, just, it's only 1-1, there's another half to go, just calm your shit. And from there, he was obviously fishing for somebody to do this, and he just started being a bit of a snarky wee prick. Mm-hmm. And where I left it was when he said something like, what did he say? I can't remember. I swore at him or something like that. I said a swear word or something. I said like fuck or something like that. And he was like, "Oh, you using offensive language, are we? You using offensive language?" And I was like, "What is that offensive to you, like? Do you find that, are you offended by that sort of language? Have you heard those words before?" And he was like, "Well, do you know what, mate? You sound quite gay." So I was kind of like, fuck this shit, fuck you, and FIFA's done. I hate FIFA, fuck you. And like, that's, I just couldn't keep my temper. It was just the worst.
To be honest, man, it sounds like he played you like a fiddle.
He did, he absolutely, and as soon as I quit out of the game, I realised what he was done. I was like, fuck! But I am awful at keeping my temper in online gaming. Awful at it.
That's a good answer, actually. I'm terrible at that as well. But one thing I've washed it, there's many. One thing I've washed it is just the cooking. Just as a generic thing. I've always thought about having trying to film myself cooking. I must be the only person that I use the slow cooker, right? Are you aware of this? You used this local cooker?
I've heard of it. I've heard other people tell me stories about it anyway, because I'm the same as you, I can't cook.
Did you put...
I like slow cookers.
Yeah, no, they're excellent.
But you can cook, Richard.
I can put things in pans and make them into something that resembles
food. Well, see, anything that was in the microwave I can deal with. But this...
That's no cooking, though.
Slow cooking.
I can do that. I know it's no cooking.
That is so cooking.
It's not, man.
So, there is a microwave on Ready, Steady, Cook. That show is called Ready, Steady, Cook. Right, there we go, that's all the proof you need.
Because we've only got 30 minutes to film a TV show, so they have to take certain shortcuts. Something that's pre-made gets reheated.
You're a fool. You're an absolute fool. No, you're right. But at the same point, the slow cooker, though, it's like, oh yeah, I made gammon once in the slow cooker, and it was...
What did you do in the slow cooker?
Because it was...
Was that gammon joint?
Yeah. Oh, and it was absolutely a mess, right? And then See, ever since then, I've done it, and it's come out, and it's just been fucking horrific. It's just like someone just like sort of like dumped a pig in a cooker and just set on fire. It's fucking horrible. Absolutely horrible. But the thing is, you wait like 19 hours, maybe that's a problem. You wait like 19 hours for it to cook, and then once it's finally cooked, you're like, that's horrible.
What have I done?
I'm going to phone the chippy.
I'm starving.
Tell me.
I would have picked cooking as well, actually. That's what I had in mind there.
Well, you can.
Let's see, what else am I rubbish at?
Well, I mean, this isn't a self-deprecation.
We could be here a while.
Session, you know.
You don't have to answer it. If you think you're genuinely amazing at everything but cooking, Tommy, then that's...
Let's just carry on. Next question. I think I'm decidedly average at a lot of things. Shite at cooking. And the only thing I can really do is draw and play computer games. That's it.
That's good things to have.
It's good. I'm like the same as you though. I'm like, I wouldn't say I'm good at anything. I'm average at a lot of things. Oh, I should have said football. I'm atrocious.
I played football with you a couple of times before. You're pretty good at it.
Well, you were drunk though.
I had half a bottle of whiskey.
Genuinely, one of the best performances I've ever put in at Five Asides was when I was in the pub beforehand.
God, really?
Well, I thought I played well.
Well, very good. Should cool. Move on to the next question. Just to reinforce what this is all about. This is completely non-scripted. We've written down questions. They're all random, and we're just chatting shit just now. This is like a pub session. This is like a getting to know us session. So you know, just cutting through the bullshit of our usual stuff. You know.
Shall I ask another question?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm excited. Shake the ball.
Don't choose it. That's the point. I'm holding it. You choose.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Question two. Hopefully, this is not one. It's another one of mine.
Funniest high school story. Discuss.
Discuss.
What?
Discuss!
I thought you said
Tesco's. Is that Reeves and Mortimer? Is it?
Yeah, I think it's Bang Bang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got that.
Discuss! Oh, it's when they conduct those interviews. That's well off topic.
Discuss! Discuss!
Right, funniest high school story.
I've got a fucking horrendous one.
Is it funny though?
I thought, well, no. Yes and no. I'll tell you. You can decide, right?
Right.
I met a place before actually. We had a German teacher who went off maternity leave.
Is this?
We had a German teacher who went off maternity leave, so we got a substitute teacher in, and she had very, very, very bad crippling arthritis, which isn't the funny part because arthritis is a horrible disease. However, we had in our high school door handles, but they weren't like actual handles; they were like knobs, kind of the twisty knobs, right?
You know quite.
I do know a lot about knobs.
Door knobs.
And we decided to, well, not me, one of the guys in my year who was a fucking mentalist, we decided that, because we had German, we had basically a double German, and then we had lunch, and then we had a single German after it, German period, and she was giving us a round, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So,
she was giving us a round.
And we all left, and this guy in my year, he left. He left the last person in the classroom, and they basically like shut the door before she could get out. And obviously, because her arthritis, she couldn't open the. Actually, this makes me in a very bad light. She couldn't open the knob of the handle. So we all went for lunch and then came back, and she was like crying and that.
Fucking hell!
But the thing is though. I had to apologise to her because I had a part-time job at the time in a carpet shop, and that weekend we went to measure carpet and it turned out to be her house. So I came face to face with her and was like, I'm sorry. In fairness, I didn't have to apologise. I didn't do anything wrong. Well, I didn't do anything wrong.
You apologised on behalf, and that was very good of you.
Damn right. So this should be, what's the best thing you've ever done? Apologise for somebody else's horribleness.
I've got a funny story from high school. For one thing that I always go back to with this sort of thing, I was in home ec in second year, and there was a guy in my year who was, well, I was sitting at a table with two of the guys in my year, and one of them turned around to, it was just the three of us at the table, and one of the guys turned around to us and was just like, lads, I need to fart. I really need to fart. And this is the funny thing about this is that we had the exact same supply teacher. I know who the one you're talking about. This is the exact same teacher, and I get the feeling she got picked on quite a lot, which is a shame. But he didn't do it because she was in the classroom. It was just what he did. But he was like, I need to fart.
Right.
But it's going to be a big one. What shall I do? And we were just sitting, me and the other guy were just sitting there going like, try and make it quiet. I don't know. Or like, or do it. I can't remember what we said, but he was just like, I know what I'll do. I'll crouch down underneath the table.
Well, that's going to help.
I'll crouch down underneath the table because they won't hear it from under the table. The teacher won't hear it from under the table. This was legitimately what he said and what he felt. He was like, that's not how this works. But he crouched down under the table and like he fucking fully got under the table halfway through a lesson. Fully got under the table and just let out the loudest fart that I've ever heard in my entire life. And it was so fucking funny. He didn't get in trouble for it though. Just after he sat back on his chair from farting, the deputy head walked by our classroom, noticed that the teacher was kind of, she looked like she'd lost control of the classroom, with the two of me and the other guy just sitting there laughing our heads off, like crying with laughter. It took us out and gave us an absolute bollocking outside the classroom. And the other guy was sitting there with a massive, having done a massive fart and not got in trouble for it.
Because he was on the table.
Well, obviously the teacher didn't hear it.
It's just like a stupid idea. It's a child's idea. It'll go under the table and then nobody will notice. Nobody actually did. That's fucking hilarious.
One of those things, sorry man, one of those things from high school that always like, that still rings true today is when you done that thing where someone done something funny but the classroom is silent, so you have to try and stifle the laughter, and the more you stifle it, the funnier it becomes.
If you don't get rid of it, it grows.
There's a fucking brilliant meme for this which I've seen on Instagram and stuff like that. Is, do you know what's his face from EastEnders?
Ian Beale,
and he's like something horrible's just happened to him, and he's like, his face is all like squished and contorted and stuff, but it looks like you're trying to hold in laughter. That face is exactly what it's kind of like when like you're trying not to laugh and the teacher is like a second away from sending you outside and your face is just squished up and you're like, no, please don't pick on me.
It's amazing.
But yeah, so that's right. Tell me. Have you got anything to add to that, or do you want to, like, it's...
I'm trying to think. No, I totally agree with what you're saying, Greg. That's a trope, like, in high school. If you don't get rid of the laughter, and you're made to stifle it, like, you hold it in, it just grows. It grows, it grows, it grows. You're sitting there just...
It's like, it's even worse when you see, like, your mate sitting near the front of the classroom, and you can just see his shoulders going up and down and up and down, and you're like, it doesn't help. It just does not help at all.
It does get to the stage as well when you burst out in a fit of laughter and teachers like, get outside, and you're like, yeah, I know.
No, but you burst out even more when that happens when you get sacked.
I'm buggered it.
Right, shall we go on to the next question then, if you've not...
Yeah, I don't think I've really got much to...
Here's the next question. And it's hopefully not mine. Oh, it's not. Right, what's the most evil thing you would do for 50 grand?
Kill someone. I need some.
Surprisingly low fee.
But I wouldn't rape them. Wait, well, I've crossed the line. It's a line I do not cross.
Wait. I was thinking about this because I often do, but you'd kill somebody for 50 grand.
Low amount of money for 50 grand. Kill and eat for 50 grand. For 50 grand? I don't know. I'd maybe lock someone in. Like, if I worked at a zoo or something, I would maybe...
Where was that the first place?
I don't know, like, I'd maybe, if we're trying to feed the tigers or something like that, I'd maybe, like, lock the door behind them so they could eat them.
Eating them is almost a necessity, it's not, like, part of the...
What do you mean it's a necessity?
It's not, because you need to get rid of the evidence.
But you can't eat every part of something.
You'd have to do something with the bones.
Aye, you can't eat
some sort of decoration, furniture, or something like that. Because if you upholstered it correctly...
Oh, dude, I forgot Tommy loves serial killers, eh?
Yeah, you do.
this makes sense.
So if that couch you're sitting on just now looks like a lovely couch. The frame could be made out of anything, Greg. That's what I'm getting at.
It's probably made out of bones. Probably.
I mean, looking at it, I'm probably saying it's made in IKEA. I mean, like... Swedish
bones. That's right.
Swedish bones.
Sweden. So that's just me.
It's only 50. It's only 50 grand, though. It's only £50,000.
That's the best part of it. Kill someone.
Dude, if you told me a lower number, it might, you might get the same response.
10 grand.
Let's do it.
There's no way.
Only joking. 20 and above, obviously.
He's got standards.
Oh, that's good. Excellent. But Mike, what is your most evil thing you would do for 50 grand?
I don't know.
£50,000.
See, £50,000 isn't...
It's a pretty low, pretty low amount of money for killing someone.
I don't think I'd kill...
eating them.
I don't think I'd kill somebody. I'd maybe... So you can look at this two ways. You can look at it like, realistically, what would you do? And you'd be like, well, I probably wouldn't do anything because I'm not that kind of... that way.
Realistically, yeah.
Realistically, but then I'd probably say maybe kidnap. Maybe kidnap someone.
Is the implications with kidnapping them?
Oh my god.
Very few kidnappers actually get away with it.
Yeah, dude, killers don't. Oh, well, some of them do, I suppose.
Well, some of them, if they eat the bones,
you have to kidnap somebody and then. I'm assuming there's demands and stuff involved as well, and then that involves people, and then it gets messy.
No, I'm getting.
So what do you do with them after?
Well,
the kidnapping?
No, I'm getting my 50 grand regardless.
Are we leaving this flat tonight? So I just
kidnap them and hold them for a while. Right?
And what happens then?
Just let them go.
I get no repercussions.
Then I get my 50 grand.
With no repercussions.
No, just let them go.
But under what condition? Like, if you let a hostage go, do you say to them, if I let you go?
No, wait.
You get 10
this
grand.
This has to be built in the 50 grand. Because kidnapping is one thing, holding them for a certain amount of time. Captive is another thing, so how long would they have to keep them?
But this is the thing. So if you did, right, let's assume
you're
kidnapping this.
Why are we ripping mine apart? He wants to kill someone.
Yours is more logically.
Right. Okay.
You can get through it with more.
Okay.
Logic.
So what?
That's a pretty cut and dry one.
So are you basically saying that I have to kidnap someone and then demand 50 grand?
No, there's a third party that says
if you're kidnapping and keeping them captive. I was just wondering how long the space of time is.
Let's look about it this way. So Tommy has 50 grand and he's kind of like, I want to give this to somebody, but it's going to have to be something truly evil. So you say, I'll take it, and then you say, I'll kidnap Richard, and then...
I wouldn't kidnap you though, we just come in and eat pizza and play video games for a week, and I get 50 grand.
But presumably this would need to be evidenced to Tommy.
Okay, I'll hire a van.
Right.
I'll hire a van and I'll hire puppies because everyone loves puppies. And then,
puppies?
Yeah, in the back.
I'm in.
I've got a couch.
Where is this van?
So
let's do it.
Yeah, kidnapping. I'm going to stick with that.
So you're kidnapping children.
What? No,
never
said
that.
From there, let's go to the next question.
I never said that.
Can we go to
the
next question? So that's. Hold on a minute. I know they're mine. I'm just going to make them a little bit more hard to detect. Because they need to be a bit smaller. Right, okay. Tommy's in with another question. Here we go. All random, all fantastic.
What's the one item you take to a desert island with you, and how do you use it to kill all the locals?
The first thing that came to mind was terrible.
Who wrote this one? Is this yours? Or?
Nah,
Greg's.
Might
be Greg's.
Yeah, so.
Use it to kill all the locals.
Like Far Cry.
I never actually thought of that, but yeah.
How many are you allowed? The one.
I don't know, it depends on the circumstances. Because if it was the circumstance that... It was a desert island, yeah?
Well, it could be any island if you want. It could be Ireland.
We're under the circumstances that it is a desert island, right. And there are locals on the island. And if I'm going to be going onto the desert island, and I think to myself, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to survive, then maybe the best thing to do would be to take everyone down with you. So infect yourself with a disease before you get onto the island.
Holy shit, that's not what I was looking for.
That's what the question was. How would you use it to kill the locals?
What is the one... No one has ever been asked a question. What's the one thing you take to an island with you and you say, oh, syphilis, that's what I really want.
A disease, yeah.
It'd help.
It's like getting to know a session, you know? Just
See, mine's a bit of a more practical answer. I never thought of an answer when I wrote that question. I just wrote the question and thought, oh, that's quite funny. But mine's be a horse.
Why would you take a horse? How, what?
A horse, because when you're bored, you can stroke it. This is the horse we're talking about. Right.
What?
What? You can ride that. Like, listen, you could chop down a tree and make a spear and then ride the horse in the battle and kill a local.
But how are you chopping down the tree?
With the horse.
Of course, right, okay.
You just swing the horse at a tree. Swing the horse at a tree.
No, if you take off the horse's shoe. Oh.
Why would you take off? That's a pretty complex thing, though, isn't it? Because they're like nailed in.
Well, right, okay, I wouldn't take a horse, I would take an alligator.
Maybe.
Some sort of animal, right? Some sort of animal that I could use to kill locals and then kill it and eat it.
That's ultimate betrayal, but there you go. Tell me.
I'd just take a helicopter. Like a military grade helicopter. And then I've got a way of getting off the helicopter.
That's actually a fucking genius answer.
That is fucking super. That is a great one. I would say. Well, that's. And well, that's him sort of dropped the mic and left. There we go.
His answer was so good, he's went for a slash.
A helicopter. Right, okay, we'll take a break there. Part two. This is our. It's not really a getting to know you session, it's more of. Is it a getting to know you session?
You do get to know the inner workings of each person's brain.
That's it. And you,
which is worrying because of you.
It is quite worrying. So we've had. How many questions have we had? Is that three?
Four, I think.
Well, we've had two questions. Of Richard's and two of Greg's. Yes, is it?
Okay, let's try and get one of
Tommy's. Is it me? Get the warm hands. Let's go pick the warm ball.
Get Tommy's. Get one of Tommy's.
Oh, I think this is one of mine.
Oh, right, okay. Is it one of yours?
It is.
Read it first then.
You only have one food for the rest of your life. What is it and why?
Pizza, because it's delicious.
Now, see.
I fucking love pizza.
Nah, here's the reason I put this in. Mm-hmm. When I was in the flat, we ate pizza a lot. To the extent where I couldn't eat pizza.
But there's a lot of different things that you can do with pizza.
No, there is a lot of different things you can do with pizza, but at the end of the day, it's still the same. It's still the same bog standard.
we can talk about it in the way that you can get a Domino's, you can get a Pizza Hut, you can get a Papa John's.
Right, yeah.
You can make your own one. You can experiment with bases. You can experiment with sauces, you can experiment with toppings, you can experiment with cheeses, you can experiment with types of flour you use, this, that and the other thing. I think you could quite easily stretch that out. Have one 16-inch pizza a day, if you can eat that. You can have you have a couple of slices for breakfast.
I suppose, lunch, that's a good idea, because you'd only live till you were 40.
And you start doing this when you're 38.
No, I thought about pizza. To be honest, I haven't got an answer for this.
I really
should have had. Do you?
Sandwiches.
Oh my god.
That's a fantastic answer.
Better. Hot,
that's
cold.
Much better.
Versatile, fillings, and anyone.
We're talking sandwiches. Bread and toppings. Calzones you can have for pizza.
Sandwiches is actually a great answer.
It is, because you could have sweet ones as well.
You could have anything.
Anything
on two bits of bread classifies as a sandwich.
As long as there's something in the middle, two bits of bread is a sandwich.
Give me some lasagna! Two bits of bread, boom, lasagna sandwich.
Give me a cinder block! Yes!
Easy. Butter on the bread, I'm not an animal.
I can't even have an answer for it.
No,
was this just one of your general wonderments? So you thought, well, what do other people think?
What do other people think, yeah. In my head it was going to be biscuits, but that's a terrible answer.
Biscuits!
Dido
them, I think sandwiches is a really good
crisps
idea.
Actually, my genuine answer would have been crisps.
Dido
them 6 months. You got all different flavours of crisps and you can put them on a sandwich.
Cheese and onion.
No, you can't put it's crisp, just crisps.
Aye, but I'm talking about making me and Tony. Alright,
I see what you mean. Got it.
Oh, okay, right, well there you go then. Right, fine.
Do you know what, I really should have peed before we started part two.
You should have.
Can we pause it and go for part three?
Yes. We'll be right back for part three.
Right, I'm done. Part three. Let's commence.
Okay, so man, I hope I get a lot of good questions this time.
Should do the run, right?
Feels like it could be.
It's folded up very nice.
Oh, it is!
Good.
Damn it. What would be in your zombie apocalypse survival kit, and it can contain anything? Good question.
I think my zombie apocalypse survival kit would contain Rick Grimes. just him. No family, no way. Oh no, actually, do we need his family become desperate?
Do you think if you took Rick Grimes away from his family, he would spend all of his time pining over Carl and Judith?
Mm.
So
better, it'd make him desperate.
He'd probably kill you and eat you.
Mm. $50,000.
Money has no use in the zombie apocalypse.
$50,000's worth
that. Nah, it's gotta be Rick Grimes. Either that, it's gonna be Rick Grimes or Heisenberg. It's gonna be somebody. I don't want to spend off zombie apocalypse by myself.
But would you this is your survival, would you?
I'd carry him about in a rucksack. I would carry him about.
Well, you can fit a man in a rucksack, I'm sure.
Or like one of those baby things, but turned around. So you can have
Andrew Lincoln
on your back. You're like a pack donkey for him. What would you have done,
man? I would have definitely included lighter, survival.
Oh, it can be more than one thing.
That's a kit.
And the question was, can contain anything?
But I thought it can contain one. Oh, right. Okay.
Well, if you've went for a person, your kit bag's full, son.
But he can carry a bag as well.
Ooh. That's a lot for you to carry, though.
Well, you've got to carry the bag and him, and yeah.
And if he's got a lot in his
bag. See, if, for example, I took a car, I'd have to carry the car. I couldn't just drive the car.
No, because you can't carry a car, so you can't take the car.
What you could do is you could attach 1,000 helium balloons to Andrew Lincoln.
So it's a Pixar film.
Well, no, so that he just makes them a bit lighter. So he's perched on your back. He's attached to you.
But can you imagine me floating away? I'd feel like a fool. I feel like an absolute fool.
I'm just going to tie you to this tree, Andrew Lincoln. You'll be fine. There you go. I don't know. A lighter.
Lighter survival hunting knife. A Leatherman.
Oh, what's a Leatherman again? Is that like a...
Multi-tool, like a Swiss Army knife. Yeah.
Is it like in a wallet or something?
It can come in a wallet. You get all different shapes and sizes in them, but it's just like a multi-tool that folds out.
Mm-hmm.
And it pliers and scissors and all sorts of shit. Can of Fanta.
Just a can of bottle.
It's a marketing tool. Currency.
We're desperate. What have you got?
I've got a can of Fanta.
I'm new king.
I've got this can of Fanta. Come inside.
Probably take a handgun. Small handgun.
Concealable weapon.
On the back of this, here's a question on the back of this, right? It's going to be things that, obviously I can't get mine, but does it have to be things that are within your grasp that you can easily get? Because my mate answered this question and we went through him for weeks because his answer was a lion. He was going to take a lion and train it to eat zombies, and I was like, dude, you can't do that.
It's spoiled meat.
Wait,
for the Walking Dead fans out there, it's spoiled meat, so it's what's the point in that?
But he was like, I don't think a lion. I was like, a lion would kill you. He wanted to go to the zoo as well. The zoo was his place of his place because he was like, just train the animals to eat the zombies.
I just train the animals.
That's what I mean.
Just train the animals, 5-minute joke.
Now listen, lads, we've got a zombie apocalypse here. Penguins, stop talking about
sending the meerkats.
Stop talking about it, lads.
For the sake of this question, it's just generally whatever you want.
I think I would. What would I take? I'd take a good pair of boots. That's what I would take, a good pair of boots, because you don't know where you're going to find, you're going to end up.
Your number one answer should be glasses.
Absolutely. That's assuming I have what's on me. The first place I would fucking raid would be an optician's. I would take all of the contact lenses. I would take all of them.
And I would use them as currency as well. Walking there, it's like, let's go red specsavers.
But do you know that's good? But think about this, right? Okay, so this is one of the things that I've thought of before. A lot of people will be going to raid supermarkets, so they're dangerous. They're really dangerous because there's going to be a lot of people about, and there's going to be a lot of people who are unreasonable and blah, 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 blah. There's going to be a lot of people going to your outdoors stores. There's going to be a lot of people going to these sort of places. There's not many people that are going to go to opticians, and there's a lot of people out there who have got visual impairments, whether it's just glasses or they need to wear contacts permanently. If you get all the contacts, you become...
currency.
It becomes a currency, and you become a little magnate, and you become... You get... I
You're
bet
like God,
you,
just run along giving sight to the blind.
That's it. No, I would be God.
This is God.
Let there be light. Oh my God.
I bet
your prescription again?
Just, let me just see if I've got that in my bag. I bet you if you did that, if you took a shitload of contact lenses and you encountered somebody a month down the line who'd run out, or even a couple of weeks down the line who'd run out of contact lenses, you would just see somebody just walking around with their eyes squinted, sort of like
with the hands in front of them.
With the hands out in front of them,
trying to
see those trees and shit. No, these are like the people you would just say like, mate, mate. Contact lenses? No. Right, you got any water? No, right, I'm going to go.
You've actually got a great idea, because if you run out of food and water, you can drink all the solution at the contact lenses.
That's it, it's saline solution.
They're like little cups.
That's it. Little wee shots.
Way!
Aye.
So wow, that's cool.
I would take a bag, shoes, and I'd raid the contact lenses.
Contact lenses, right, cool.
Okay.
Oh, is it me?
I think it's my turn to talk.
I think it's me.
Fuck you, Tommy.
Sorry, man.
Nah. So this is... Nope, no, we're not using that one. Thank you, Greg. No, Tommy, choose again. Oh, shit. Tommy, choose again. Nope, we're not using that
one. You're right enough, Greg. That was disgusting and there's no way to say it.
You're welcome.
Goodness me. Right, okay.
I've got two here. I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
This is my ones.
Oh, favouritism.
Yeah.
Right, there's a house fire, you can only save one item of property. What is it?
Currently in your house, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one. So there's a house fire and you can save one item of property, I would save my house. Yes! Boom! Or Rick Grimes.
If I woke up in the middle of the night and my house was ablaze, I think it'd have to be my phone.
Yeah,
I think it would have to be your phone, because like
you can't phone anyone to tell them there's a fire.
It's got everything in it. It's got your photos. Like people say, "Oh, I want my photo albums." But then your phone's got your fucking photos in it and stuff now, doesn't it? Or laptop.
Well, yeah. I mean, your phone, your laptop, you've got everything. Well, I don't know. Everything's compartmentalised on your phone. It's small enough. I mean, if you lose your wallet, you can get that replaced. But sometimes, if you lose your phone or your phone gets stolen, that's probably more devastating than losing your wallet, because as you say, there's shitloads of stuff on it. That's like your whole life is now on your phone. So I think I would take my phone.
I'd save my coffee table, because my insurance ran out a few weeks ago.
Because what?
My insurance ran out.
On your coffee table?
Nah, it was £25 for Argos, mate. Again.
Oh, right, so you paid a one-off fee for insuring it for
£12. No, the actual coffee table was £25. I've not got that.
It just came with free.
I've not got that kind of money to splash about.
Insurance on a coffee table. Does anyone have that sort of money to insure a fucking coffee table?
It's a fucking shagger at a coffee table as well.
What would you save?
My collection of Fabergé eggs.
That's a good idea.
My cans of Fanta.
My cans of Fanta, yeah.
Your collection.
Slab under the bed.
Orange.
Realistically, probably my phone as well, on my lap. Nah, probably my phone. Yeah. Everything else. I mean, to be honest, if there's a fire and I wake up, I'm getting the fuck out of there anyway. I'm going to save that. I save my bacon.
Oh! You paid a bunch of shorts. Next question. We're good?
Greg. We've still got a while to go, so.
Do, do, do,
still got a while to go and four do, questions do, left do, after this one.
What is it? Okay, is it just me who thinks after Infinity Wars, MCU should call it a day?
This was my question. This is a controversial opinion. This is a controversial opinion, because what I think is, after the Infinity Wars...
Explain it for the people who might not understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the MCU is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It started off with the single Iron Man film, and that's largely where people...
Was it the Hulk movie it started with?
Largely where people agree that it started.
I cut you off.
It was the Iron Man film.
I apologise.
The Hulk Ang Lee one, no.
No, the one that's got Tony Stark at the end.
Oh, is that not? Did that come before or
after? That's Edward Norton.
Did that come before or after? I think it came after Iron
came
Man.
Came before.
I think
did it?
It came after.
I think it came before, and you're both wrong!
Right, I think it came after, and that's why it's at the end of it.
Well, I'll split. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to explain the rest of this. So anyway, so like, so that's where it started. So it's established Tony Stark as Iron Man. It's established Chris Evans as Captain America. It's established multiple actors as Incredible Hulk. It's established someone as Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. It's established characters. Established looks. It's established a story. It's established a whole web of intricacies that are leading up to the Infinity Wars. Where do you go after it? Why do you go after it? This feels like it's building to a point where this could be one of the biggest and best continual series of films in existence. And like, where do you go after it?
Do you want to know the sad? Do you want to know the sad truth as to why you go after it?
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
But when you take that to the side, and when you take that to the side, like, where do you go after it? Like, what happens after? Why do you keep using Tony Stark's Iron Man? Are you going to get someone
else?
You
don't.
No.
I understand where you're going with it. Like, how far can you push it?
That's basically it. Yeah.
It does boil down to it. How long can it make money for? Like what Greg's saying.
However, I would be quite upset if. Because, for example, I think the MCU started at quite a good time for us, age for us, and I'd be quite upset because we've put when did the first film come out? 2005 or something. Well, so we've put a good 10 years into this, the MCU, right, and seen where it goes. For example, if the MCU is to just keep fucking plodding along, and then get really, really shit and go with a bit of whimper, I'd be quite upset.
Well, the danger is that may happen because it's been so long. It's long established, all the actors have been there since the start, nobody's really been replaced in anything, and then once they change them all, it might still make nearly as much money, and then it might start to, drop off a bit.
Mm.
Really, after Infinity Wars, I think that would be it's the end, isn't it, for us, really, because we've watched them all from the start with the same actors. If they then change them, it's going to be different. Will it be the same? Probably not.
That's it. It's the zenith. It's like it's the climax of a storyline. I mean, it started off at Iron Man. Stuff built around Iron Man, like a new character introduced, blah 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 blah. They get to the point where there is a character who is a legitimate threat to humanity and the galaxy and whatever else in Thanos.
So is he though? He's been in two films.
But the thing is, though, but that's a very withdrawn capacity that has been in the films. Like, he's not showed how much of a legitimate threat he is. But people who know who he is,
I'm not
claiming that I'm one of these people because I never knew anything about him until
Avengers.
Avengers. You know, when he showed up at the end.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about him until afterwards. But when you look at how much of a legitimate threat he is to humanity, the only way that you can build on top of that is by introducing Galactus, because Galactus is. The biggest threat. And it's if Thanos has been built up as the biggest threat, then do you build up again to Galactus? And then where do you go after Galactus? Do you keep going? Do you keep making films? There's got to be an end.
Do you know what? I agree with you. I think they would miss a trick personally if they don't have an ending.
I want to see a defined ending,
and I want the defending. I want the defined ending, or the defending, if you will. I want that to be fucking. I want that to be absolutely superb. I want it to be so fucking strong
that
you go out and you want more. That's what I want. But I don't want more.
That's it. Absolutely.
You just want a nice ending. I want at least one of them to die. I'd prefer Cap. I think if Cap dies, that would probably bring.
I think Cap might die.
If Tony Stark died, they'd be probably Tony. Tony or Cap. They're the two strongest ones I've got a feel connection to.
I agree, and I think it would be on a character level, it would probably be more emotional, and you could get more out of. You could probably get more out of the emotional side of it if Cap dies, because Cap is seen as even in Civil War, he's going to be seen as.
The purest of heroes.
The purest. That's right. Yeah, he's the king of heroes. So if he dies, then what? Does everybody else at the same time stop and think, "Oh shit, what have we done?"
Mm.
Who do we look to now? And they look to Iron Man, a guy who's got he's an alcoholic and he's got personality issues and that and the other thing. Captain America, fine, upstanding.
I think you're right. I think.
Where do you go?
I think Cap will die myself. And I think if Cap does die, I think the Captain America dying will be that'll be not so much me because I wasn't the biggest Star Wars fan, but that'll be for especially the younger generation, that'll be their kind of look, I am your father sort of moment. That'll be the moment that they think, oh my god, that goes down in cinematic history or whatever. And once they do that, I don't want them to then spunk up the wall by saying, oh, he's come back for another four sequels. And you're fuck off.
Look at the same guy though, because these guys are getting old as well.
Yeah, that, again, yeah.
These guys
yeah.
get older, they know why to do it. Forever. Yeah. I mean, they'll have made a lot of money by then as well, so that, that'll be a reboot thing. And or maybe not a reboot, maybe they'll just continue on with a different actor, same thing. Mm-hmm. Who knows what they'll do. But as far as like the cinematic universe, as we've known it since the first Iron Man film or whatever, that'll definitely be over. Well, it should definitely be over it by the end of this, that's... the Infinity Wars, because that's like, it's a massive, like, fucking 2.5 hour, two-parter mm-hmm. double bill. But it there should be an end to it. And even if they do pick it up after that, then it's your choice whether or not you're on board for it.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think they'll start bringing in characters that folk don't really care about, to be honest. Like, yeah. I'm not fussy for a Strange movie. I'm genuinely not fussy. I could
see it's getting to the stage now where you're starting to see movies coming out like Doctor Strange, where you're thinking to yourself, unless you actually know the name, like, are they just trying to squeeze money out of another character?
Aye, that's it.
Bloody bloody blah.
But if you're playing them, though, because it's clearly worked.
Yeah, no, that's true. But like, I mean, the reason I'm asking that question is because I sometimes feel like I'm the only one who wants to see it end. But
no, I want to see it end. Definitely.
I think we'll take another break here and we'll come back for part four
freckle pasta
of this part four of this question session. Is it my turn?
Is it question time?
Right, here we go. Next question. It's a Tommy question. With time being relative and everything happening for a reason, if you want back in time, and if you went back in time and killed Hitler, what would happen?
Oh my god.
So, with time being relative and everything happening for a reason, if you went back in time and killed Hitler, what would happen?
Right, me and my mate, point? Just to give you some backstory to this, me and my mate Graham went out on the piss one night in Dunfermline, and he brought this up.
Hello,
and it was a few pints in, and we didn't stop fucking going on about it all night, on and off. To the point where when we were really smashed and we were making our way home, we were arguing about it. Then we were getting a taxi driver involved, trying to get him on side with one of the others. It's like, with time being relative, with things happening for a reason, with time being fluid, if you go back in time and kill Hitler, what happens to the world? Or what happens to time?
I think that if you went back...
Such an influential person in history.
A terrible person, obviously.
It depends. But so influential in... that it changed the world.
Right, well...
It depends on what stage you kill them, I think.
Okay.
Like, if you kill them when he was a baby, then I don't know what would happen. If you kill them when...
The world would have changed insurmountably.
Definitely. I think...
It's a different timeline.
I think if you killed Hitler, there'd be somebody else that would try something similar.
Stalin could have...
This is the thing.
...been much more effective.
I think there was... Mussolini, he was a... Yeah. But yeah.
Or no, maybe not.
But yeah, you're right.
I don't know my history that well. I'm naming people.
But I think somebody else would have tried something similar. Maybe not for the same reasons, but they would have... I mean, look at the world now. The world's completely fucked. And it's all come down to essentially religion, isn't it?
Who would be the person that you would go to and say, like, oh, you're worse than Hitler? Who would it be you're worse than?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. Yeah,
Vanessa Feltz.
That's a bloody like Genghis, good answer. I think it's like Genghis Khan or something. Like, you're worse than Genghis Khan. No, you're worse than Vanessa Feltz.
I'm sure she's married to the guy that sung... Sweet Like Chocolate. Remember that song?
Sweet Like Chocolate Boy.
Yeah, she's married to him. Wow. Shanks and Bigfoot.
That's some 90s trivia.
Read a fucking book for
a book on obscure 90s trivia. Yeah, okay, well. Right, okay, here's an extremely controversial one. So if Hitler had been killed at a point where he wasn't totally politically active and he wasn't obviously putting plans into motion to kill millions and millions of people, but was painting... and was being an advocate for vegetarianism, would he have been viewed in a better light? If you took all of the political aspects out of it, if you took all of the mass fucking genocide...
I was going to say...
If you took all of the most...
He's killed shitloads of Jews, but I mean, they're all nice painting ones.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If you took all of that stuff out of it, would he be now seen as maybe a small time sort of like, oh, that's a Hitler, and I've got Hitler on my wall.
A small time beard though.
A small time artist. Like, well, that's nice. Is that a Hitler next to your? Oh, that's a Hitler. That's very good. Yeah, it's very rare, that one.
I don't know.
I'm not a fucking apologist, but like, this is within the realms of the question.
Absolutely.
This is a whole new question. I have no idea. I think they almost.
So if you go and get him when he's young and you nurture him, it's the nature versus nurture thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And keep him away from all that other stuff that he actually did.
Yeah.
But he carried on with the painting because he was quite good at the painting.
he could have been extremely influential, but he went down a very bad path.
I genuinely think he'd be a nobody.
He could have been.
I think he would just be a nobody. He was nobody in World War One.
Isn't that fucking interesting though? Isn't that he was a total nobody.
It was just, I'm sure he just ran on the trenches delivering messages in World War One.
But isn't that interesting that if you apply that like to chaos theory, a butterfly effect and everything like that, if you say that like whatever choices he made leading to him being the most terrible man in history, the most terrible person in history, who would have been? What would have happened?
Well,
would somebody else have taken that up?
This is, and I don't want to cut you off if you've got something to say. Go for it.
No, pretty much.
When me and Graham were out and we were talking about it, it'd only make fucking sense when you were pissed. And you would have to have been getting gradually more pissed. But that's what we were saying. Like that exact thing you just said. Time is relative. And we were like, you'd become Hitler. Like if you went back in time and killed Hitler,
you would become
Hitler. You wouldn't become the actual man.
Because you knew what he'd done.
Someday, exactly. You would become somebody like him. They did the same sort of level, the same stuff as him. So it's only really makes sense if you say that last bit, if you were really drunk to talk about it.
See, I think on the same wavelength, though, there's always going to be somebody who wants to change the world. But be it for good or bad, there's always somebody who wants to do something and leave a mark. And I would probably say that it's easier to leave a mark on the world, a negative mark on the world, than it is a positive mark on
the world. That's true. People often gravitate towards the negative more than the positive. Often, very often, like even if like major news outlets now, you look through papers, most of the front pages are all about terrible things that have happened.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of good things that happen in the world, but everybody chooses to focus on the negative.
I've always said this. I said this to Nicola the other day. There should be like some sort of news app or that only focuses on the good, and it should be like boom, ping on your phone saying, "Oh yeah, today an orphan found a fiver."
This is like Russell Howard's good news. He tried that.
Yeah.
And they did well to an extent, which is nice. It's a good concept. It's a very good concept. But, concept.
It's a concept.
I mean, that's another pretty deep question.
Fucking hell, by the way.
When we're talking about the butterfly effect.
This is what me and G get up to when we go out on the drink together.
What I would like to say now is I apologise for the quality of my next two questions.
Well, I'm keen to see them, and I was just going to say what we're talking about, the butterfly effect. That's largely what the game Until Dawn was about, which you can go back to and listen to on other podcasts, which are on podgy.io. So it's the desertwhales.podgy.io, also on iTunes, and we're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram and all that. Cheap plugs.
Plug in.
Plug.
Like buying them for the most of.
Oh, hey. Who's next? Is it Tommy? John Boy. There we go.
Let's do it, man.
Do it, man. Good top button.
I'm you from the future, man. I'm the best, man. What is your best drunken win ever?
So this is win.
Worst fortuitous / jammy / funny thing to happen while you're drunk.
I have a good one. It was my 21st birthday party. Well, I say birthday party, it wasn't a party, I'm not cool enough. And we all got suited and booted and went to the casino.
Old folks home.
And yes. Everyone's a winner on there. No, and then basically what happened was I got absolutely shit-faced. This is how all my stories start. I got absolutely... I got absolutely...
There's some deja vu.
Did you get your... Never mind, no, it's fine.
No, I didn't. I got absolutely smashed, and I got... I basically got sort of thrown off the roulette table because I just was that smashed.
Right.
So they basically put me on the right machine so I can play on the table but at a machine. I had like a tenner on me, so I put the £10 in the machine and whatever and blah blah blah, and basically folk just left me there so that they knew where I was. So I was just hitting buttons, whatever. And about like 20 minutes later, whatever, one of the guys came across to say, like, okay, yeah, that's where we're going to go. Let's go and grab them, whatever. And my total was £270.
Oh my
God. I just hit buttons and I had won £270. But the thing is, when they came across to get me, I was trying to put all £270 on one number. So they cashed it out. They cashed it out, put me a taxi home. Happy days, £270 richer. But there's a tiny little bit of me that kind of wanted them to let me do it all in one number. I mean, if I'd lost, I wouldn't have cared any different because I was that smashed. If I hadn't lost, then I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Yeah. Where would you be sitting?
I'd be dead.
I had to... This is like nowhere near as fortuitous as that, but it's funny. And I would call it jammy, but the one thing that my mind keeps going back to when you tell this sort of story is like after you've left the pub and you've made your way to the chippy and you've gone and got yourself a supper or whatever. And I had decided on this occasion that I was going to get myself a half pizza supper for my chippy. And I decided, right, what I'm going to go and do is I'm going to go and sit on that bench directly across from the chippy. And this is the chippy, you know, the festival theatre, the big glass one.
This is
in Edinburgh, so like there's a bench right up across from that, like outside Surgeons Hall, and I sat down on that bench, and it was quite quiet at this point. I couldn't see any cars going either way, and there was like one or two people milling about. I sat down, I opened up my chippy, and I took a chip first, and while I was taking a chip, I spilled the pizza, and the pizza fell cheese down onto the pavement, I was gutted for a few seconds. Before I thought to myself, I'll look left, I'll scan what's around me. I'll look right, I'll scan what's around me. There's no one here. Happy days.
He picked up the pizza,
carried on eating, with a pizza probably covered in dog piss.
My
tramp
own,
piss.
Do you know what? My only question to that is, why did you bother looking left or right? Just pick it up and eat it.
That's true. I don't know, this is... Well, I feel like that's the story of a...
No, you're
safe,
right.
Safe for that, man. Safe
see, on the back, see on the back of that, on the bridges, this was years ago, man, when I first started going out on the piss and being cool. I was on the bridges.
You've
and
never been cool.
That's
story is a lie.
That's very true. I threw a battered sausage at a taxi because it wouldn't stop. Because it wouldn't stop for us on the bridges, and then when it fucked up, I went and got it. Genuinely.
I can't even breathe. Do you know what I want? I want in my head so much that you throw that battered sausage at the taxi head on and it's got his windscreen wipers on and it's battered it to the side.
No, I didn't even hit it. I just threw it at it.
Did you eat it?
Well, I went and got it at it.
Right, okay. That is fine. Quality. We've got a few minutes left. Let's get one in the next
one
question.
More question.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get to who's...
Oh, he's
two left.
It's me.
It's me. So, two left, is that it?
Two left, yeah. Oh, it's the me one.
Mine. Oh. Desert Whale Island Discs.
Oh.
Three albums allowed.
Wow. Right, okay. This probably could be an ender, right? Tommy, you first seen as it's obviously your question.
Right, okay. A Healthy Distrust by Sage Francis. You guys won't know.
Good quality.
Good quality. Banter. Take that. I would take...
You take that?
Take that.
At the Drive-In Relationship of Command.
Oh, nice.
And I would take... I would go with something completely different. Probably go Highway 61 Revisited, Bob Dylan.
Nice. Okay. Right, at the moment for me, I would take Incarnate by Killswitch Engage. I'm fucking loving that album just now. I would take... Oh, I've loved this album for so long. It's a movie soundtrack, the soundtrack to The Last Samurai. Love it.
Yeah, Tom Cruise, Hans, is that film with Tom Cruise?
Aye, Hans Zimmer's a genius. So he's just the best. I love him as a composer. And... You Found Glory's first album, self-titled, I think. The one that's got is it New Found Glory? The one's got Dress to Kill and stuff like that on it. Those are, yeah, so Killswitch Engage, Last Samurai, Newfound Glory's first album. Their seminal album.
Mine would be Battle Los Angeles by Rage Against the Machine.
Sweet.
Probably Old Crows, Young Cardinals by Alexis on Fire. And, what the fuck's it called? That's really bad, I can't remember the name of it. Oh, Ghost of a Thousand, second album. I can't remember what it's called. Is it New Hopes and Demonstrations or something? Oh man, I can't remember the back name of it, which is bad. But yeah, the second album from Ghost of a Thousand. Oh, I listen to that album on repeat, and it's not even a great album, but I just never get bored of it.
That's the thing, like, yeah, you know,
like, if I let you hear that you don't like it, but like, I can listen to it over and over and over and over again.
That's the thing.
And it's just that I don't get bored of it.
That's the thing about it, yeah. Anyway, that's quite a good one. So there's one Christian left. And it's one of Greg's. It's one of Greg's. You walk into your house and you're... My fucking God. You walk into your house and your gran, I can't even fucking read this, and your gran is sitting on the couch naked. She has bad memory and thinks you are your granddad. She's well up for it. How do you deal with this situation?
Greg, that is
ridiculous. What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? You should answer that.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. You wrote the question. You must have had a scenario in mind.
So, Greg, you walk into your house and your gran is sitting naked on your couch. She has a bad memory and thinks you are your granddad, and she's well up for it. How do you deal with this situation? And don't you dare say what we're all thinking. Not what we're all thinking, what you're thinking. Don't you dare say it. Or do. Whatever, it's up to you. It's yourself that you...
I probably... Well, there's two answers to this. I think, realistically...
You'd take one for the team, wouldn't you?
Maybe. No! No, realistically, I would... I'd confront her and be like, how the fuck did you get in my house, Gran? Put some clothes on. And I'm taking you back to the home. Because, obviously, you've escaped him in mental. Or... Nope. I could kidnap her for 50 grand. And I could phone them. I could phone the home and be like, "I've got her here, by the way. Here's 50 grand." I'm not going to say the.
You're not going to say the real scenario.
No, exactly what you're.
I think it's obvious.
How come everyone got to answer this? What would you guys do? I'm just going to hold it up so you can see.
I'd chalk it up to dementia. I'd chalk up to dementia. I'd probably get out of my house, and I would probably have to.
I would go outside and I'd phone the police. That's what I would do. I'd
phone my mum or dad. I'd find a phone my mum and just go, "Mum, fucking hell, like get grandma out of my house."
Came out today.
Is that serious?
Came what you would do. You would set up a camera and phone your granddad.
Nope. What a place to end this. Fucking hell. Oh my God.
You know that bit when we said it was quite a good idea?
It took almost an hour for it to become a bad idea.
Well, I mean, it's
you've been waiting all this time for that question to come out, and you knew that was going to be the last one.
It was when you said there was two left, I was like, oh shit.
Well, I think maybe the last question should be, how do you feel this has went, chaps? Because that was our last question.
Omitting that last question.
No, fuck you, that last question was quite... That took me ages to write.
Well, it looks like it, because it's a fucking essay of a question. I think overall,
it went really well, to be honest.
I think so too. And I think we'll probably... I think
it was far too serious, and I disagree.
Well, overruled.
Right, that's fine.
Overruled. We'll be doing this again, so, I don't know, maybe like episode...
4?
8.
Eight.
This is four. But if we've got three more.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we're on the Twitter, we're on the Instagram, blah, 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 blah. You know where we are. Come and speak to us. Come and say things. And next time we will maybe have a wee Batman versus Superman review for y'all to chew over. Until next time.
Tatty bye.
Yes.
Guten Tag.
It's been Richard.
Does Guten Tag not mean hello?